Damascus, written by Christos Tsiolkas and read by Saul Reichlin. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. From the Book of Job. The world is in darkness. The hood the guards have placed over her head scratches at her cheeks and neck. She takes fleeting comfort from the smell of the greasy fiber, the odors of sheep and goat. From her first memory, their bleating was part of her life. They were her companions during the day and over countless nights when she'd join them in their rough stable to escape the drunken violence of her father and her brothers and then that of her husband. The warm bodies of the goats had been her solace and her bed. They had been her work and her friends. She also recognizes another smell, far more noxious: fear. How many others has this hood covered? The stink of their terror is soaked through the fibers. With every hoarse breath, she too releases the acrid taint of fear. She must not let them know her dread. She prays. Our Lord is a shepherd. He is not a king or a priest or a master. Our Lord is a shepherd. With every silent repetition of that prayer, the demon that is fear subsides. She falls into calmness. The rope that binds the call is loosened, and a tremor of light battles with the darkness. The hood is snatched off her, and the overwhelming sunlight burns her eyes. The world is white, blinding, terrifying white. At first there is only that brilliance of light. Then she discerns the shadows. And as those shadows take form, she sees that she is in the center of a circle. Surrounding her are bearded men, each one holding a rock.